stop donating books with political messages in schools. And former Kenyan Prime Minister Raila Odinga dies in India aged 80. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasabo. National Day of Prayer, Fasting, Repentance and Reconciliation Chairperson Canon Father Robert Sihuwa has urged Zambians not to measure the spirit of reconciliation through politics, but through their individual relationships with the Lord Jesus Christ. Father Sihuwa said the upcoming National Day of Prayer should serve as a time for all Zambians to reflect, seek forgiveness and renew their commitment to God and one another. Speaking on RCV News chatback program in Lusaka today, Father Sihuwa said that when Zambian politicians are not getting along and yet attending the National Day of Prayer, it should not mean reconciliation is absent, adding that reconciliation must not be measured by political unity, but by one's heart being reconciled to God. Politics must not be the standard when attending the National Day of Prayer, as this day is for all Zambians to pray, fast, repent and reconcile with God, said Father Sihuwa. He further announced that President Hakainde Hichilema will be the guest of honor at this year's National Day of Prayer commemoration, which will be held at the Lusaka's showgrounds. Father Sihuwa added that the organizing committee has also extended invitations to all opposition political leaders, expressing optimism that they will attend and participate in the national event. He reiterated the need for the day to be observed not through political lens, but as a effort to reconnect with God and strengthen unity among Zambians.
But the key thing we still want to remind the citizens is not to measure reconciliation in the lens of politics. We will be limiting ourselves as a nation terribly. If you measure the life or the impact and the longevity of your life by a political party, then you will die very quickly. In Zambia now, we are in multi-party democracy. Every 5 years we go for elections. So if my life, my existence is tied up to a particular political party, when that party is out of office, my life has come to an end. And many are making that mistake.
Federation of Free Trade Unions of Zambia Secretary General Nelson Mwale has urged unionized workers to stay away from partisan politics as the country approaches the general elections. Mr. Mwale emphasized the importance of maintaining professionalism and neutrality within the labor movement, warning that political involvement could compromise the integrity of the unions and distract from their core mandate. The labor movement works with the government of the day, regardless of political affiliation, and must remain neutral to effectively represent the interest of all workers, said Mr. Mwale. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mwale further called on political leaders to desist from attempting to encourage workers into politically motivated agendas, saying such moves risks dividing the labor force and undermining unity within the trade unions. He further reiterated that any individual within the labor movement who wishes to engage in serious politics must first resign from their position to avoid conflicts of interest and ensure transparency.
Our workers must stay away from our politics, especially that we are heading towards the elections, and we want to appeal to politicians to, you know, desist from attempting our workers into issues that are politically related. You know, as a labor movement, we work with the government of the day. And anyone who wants to get into serious politics must resign, because at the end of the day, we are going to sit here and work with the government of the day as workers.
The Media Network on Child Rights and Development has appealed to aspiring members of parliament and other political candidates to refrain from donating books and learning materials that carry political messages or campaign slogans. Organization Executive Director Henry Kawe says it is unethical for politicians to use schools and learners, most of them who are below the age of 18, for political purpose, as they are not eligible to vote. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Kawe questioned the motive behind such donations being made close to election periods. If these donations are truly meant to support education, they should be made well before elections and without any political branding or campaign messages, said Mr. Kawe. Mr. Kawe emphasized that while contributions to the education sector are welcome, Politicizing them undermines the neutrality of schools and exposes learners to partisan influence. He has since called on the Minister of Education to establish clear guidelines to prevent political campaign messages from being introduced into schools.
To win elections, we need to ensure that we are genuine in our interactions with the people. We need to ensure that, we do things for the betterment of our people, betterment of our children, of our youth. And it shouldn't be a year or a few months before elections. This should be something that people that are privileged should be doing all the time, for us to see the country move forward. We should never be doing things for our selfish interests. We should be consistent in helping, should be consistent in supporting people in order for this country to develop. And
the Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZICSA, has seized 69 boxes of used underwear in Rufunsa District following an operation on 9 October, pending disposal as required by the Compulsory Standards Act No. 3 of 2017. The seized consignment of used underwear was part of the used textile products, which were recently donated to a named faith-based organization in Rufunsa, contrary to the provisions of the Zambia Standard ZC559, inspection and acceptance criteria for used textile products. ZICSA Communication and Public Relations Manager Bran Hatioka stressed that the standard was declared compulsory to protect the health of consumers because used textile products that are worn in very close contact to the skin may cause ailments such as skin rash, fungal infections, and sexually transmitted infections, among other ailments. Mr. Hatioka emphasized that ZICSA remains vigilant in its duty of protecting consumers from potential health risks associated with wearing of used undergarments and other non-compliant products.
This standard was declared compulsory to protect the health of consumers because used textile products that are worn in very close contact with the skin may cause ailments such as skin rash, fungal infections, and sexually transmitted infections, among other ailments. The agency is urging the public to report to the nearest ZCSA office upon encountering such banned products on the market. As an enforcer of compulsory standards, the agency will remain vigilant to ensure that only safe products are traded on the market.
It's a good afternoon to our listeners on your number one radio station. I'm just on the business side as usual on a Wednesday. Looking at the currency market, 1.33 is the pound, 1.16 that's the euro. South African rand at 17.31, Indian rupee 88.06, and looks like Indian rupee loses some ground. Japanese yen 176, and of course Australian dollar on 0.65, 10.12 Chinese 1. In case you're driving, is Brent crude on 63, and of course jet has seen 5.9, I think 5.9 somewhere to $60 a barrel that is jet fuel. Now on the commodity side is 0.98 wheat, which has come down 4.11, that is maize, come down 5.700, that is cocoa lovers, 1.003, that is gold lovers as well, 4.198.8 gone up an ounce. And looking at stock markets, 4.6671, that is Dow Jones, and 9.41 for London Stock Exchange, and 2.5402. Luce, now to all of you looking for the Kwacha, Kwacha seems to be holding in. Take note, it's in Namibia, it's selling maize to Congo DRR, Tanzania wants some maize, Malawi wants some maize, and already I think up a bit on a down payment, almost $50 million in terms of maize into Congo, right? Actually, it's a millimeter into Congo. Now, with all that, we have dollar on the market, and it's a strong Kwacha vis-a-vis, we try to stay there. So the banks, we're trading at about 23.03. They've just gone up down to 23, buying as low as 22.55. Those are the levels, 22.55 and 23. Strong Kwacha, enjoy your lunch, and lent local. The Saga Stock Exchange, we have TBUs underway tomorrow, so it's a strong Kwacha again as we foresee the next 48 hours. Enjoy entire lunches. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Chila, for that update. In Africa News, former Kenyan Prime Minister Raila Odinga has died at the age of 80, family sources have told the BBC. Odinga died on Wednesday while receiving medical treatment at a hospital in India. He collapsed during a morning walk and was taken to Divamatha Hospital, which said he had suffered a cardiac arrest. It is said he did not respond to resuscitation measures and was declared dead at 9:52 hours local time. There has been speculation about his health, although family members and political allies had dismissed reports suggesting he was critically ill. Coming up shortly, Trump